right, John, what is it going to look like? What is it going to look like? We know there have been, you know, major changes in the front office, major changes in ownership, some roster tweaking. But sitting here as somebody who pays close attention to the Timberwolves, I really don't know what I'm going to see during the season opener. What is this going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting, Jim, because, you know, this is always the time of season for optimism, and you're kind of trying to see the best in teams because they haven't really been tested yet, and everyone, you know, looks comfortable and is happy in the preseason. And so you kind of start to think, okay, maybe, you know, things can go okay for them. That said, it does, for being around this team, watching them in training camp and in the games, in the preseason games and things like that, I do sense kind of an internal optimism and really kind of a hopefulness in a very beaten down fan base that maybe, you know, this season is a little different. Maybe they are able to put things together and make things interesting, and not being a four seed, not, you know, doing anything like that, but certainly be in the play-in conversation. Maybe even if things go right, seven, you know, maybe the seven seed or so at the top end of that play-in tournament. Maybe that's doable. And I think it's because you have a star player in Karl Anthony Towns that does seem to be re-engaged and refocused. You have a head coach with a very high approval rating, a good tactician in Chris Finch. And I will say that I am pretty impressed the way that they just calmed things down after the volatility of the Gerson Rosas firing. Sachin Gupta's come in. Chris Finch has done a good job of just like refocusing the team on the court and on what's important there. And so they've handled all of that kind of garbage and moved on, and it hasn't really affected them. So for all of those reasons, you look at it and you say, why not this team? They have the top end talent if Edwards makes a leap, with Towns, Edwards, and Russell to be more talented at the top end than most of the teams that are going to be competing against in the Western Conference for that 8, 9, 10 range. And they are together. They've been together for a little bit now. They have some familiarity, and they should be good to go. That said, it feels foolish as a Timberwolves follower, as someone who has documented the history of this team for the last 17 years, to say that, hey, things are going to go well here. Things always go wrong. What is it going to be that really derails the team this year? And that's what you wait for. You're waiting for that other shoe to drop. So I understand all of the skepticism, but I also do think that you don't have to be making a huge leap of faith to say that, hey, things could be pretty interesting this year. They could be high 30s wins, maybe even if everything went perfectly, low 40s wins, and right firmly in that playoff discussion. The kind of the window of or the spectrum of outcomes here is pretty varied, and I'm understanding and ready to see how this thing starts to take shape.
He's John Krasinski. This is the John Krasinski Show. This is our Timberwolves and NBA show at TalkNorth.com. John also pairs with me on the Viking Update Show to provide a writer's view of the Minnesota Vikings. That show is called the Viking Update Show. Thank you to producer Brandon Morton. You can find all our shows at TalkNorth.com. Best way to listen, subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It is free. It is easy. Follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod if I haven't already said that. And thank you to our sponsors, TSR Injury Law, 612 TSR Time. And Manscaped, manscaped.com, promo code athletic. Also, thank you to All Energy Solar. We'll tell you about our sponsors a little bit later. So I try to think like an analyst, like a journalist. I try not to think like a fan because fans can get easily fooled. But I have to admit, I've gotten sucked into thinking too much like a fan about the Timberwolves in the last handful of years. I've looked at the roster, I've looked at the offensive talent, and I've allowed myself to hope that they'd be better and allow that hope to have me overrate the team. So I'm like in this weird spot where I look at this roster and I look at Finch, who I think highly of, And I think this should be a pretty good team, just like you just said. And yet I have this paranoia because I'm always wrong. Every time I'm optimistic about the Timberwolves, I end up being wrong.
Yeah, I'll say this, Jim, in terms of like, I think both of us look at it as less about, you know, rooting for the Timberwolves. That's not it. What it is like wanting viable basketball in the market, you know, and wanting the fans who we interact with so regularly and give so much of themselves to this team and are so constantly disappointed and treated, you know, poorly by the franchise that has been so dysfunctional. We want to see them rewarded. We want to see them have a good time and enjoy this and have competitive basketball here all winter long. And so that's where I'm at with it. And I will say this in terms of kind of trying to look at things and seeing maybe avenues for this team to be really decent and competitive again. And in the past, you know, outside of the 1 year where they brought Jimmy Butler in the trade, the first year of Jimmy Butler, you say, okay, you have Butler, you have Towns, you have Wiggins, you have Taj Gibson, you have, you have all of these, you know, kind of veterans that have brought in Jamal Crawford and Jeff Teague and all this. Okay, this is a team that has the requisite talent to compete in the Western Conference. That the Butler Towns thing was going to blow up. We didn't know any of that, but you could say, just looking at the talent on the page and the coaching and all that, and say, this team has enough to compete night in and night out. For the vast majority of the last 15 years, almost all of them, the Timberwolves have generally run at a talent deficit when they play in the Western Conference. And so you have to kind of really squint or hope or wish maybe Andrew Wiggins makes a leap. Maybe Ricky Rubio stays healthy. Maybe Kevin Love doesn't do knuckle pushups and doesn't pout. Maybe Pekovic, maybe his feet kind of don't betray him. You know, maybe Andre Kirilenko isn't washed up. Maybe, you know, maybe Michael Beasley can rediscover himself here. There's always these kind of like really sort of abstract things that you had to talk yourself into to think that there was even an outside chance that on the majority of nights in Western Conference play, the Wolves were going to have the talent to go in and expect that they should be in these games. And so often it didn't work out with any of that. And they really languished. And so you kind of really had to do these mental gymnastics to picture an avenue for them to be competitive. I mean, just a couple of years ago, when they started out 10-8, they had Trevion Graham and Shabazz Napier and Jeff Teague and Andrew Wiggins and all these. And you're like, this team is not good enough. Like, they can get by in smoke and mirrors right now for a little bit, but it's going to catch up to them. And it did. With this team here, with this collection of talent, you look at just the top end with Towns, who is one of the most versatile offensive players in the league and seems to be much more locked in going into this season than he has been the last 2 years. And if Edwards makes a second year leap, which is not like impossible, it's not unlikely, it's something that I think most people can reasonably expect from him, that all of a sudden changes how this team looks from a just pure talent standpoint. Now, if you're looking at, you're competing against New Orleans, Sacramento, San Antonio, even Memphis, and a few others for those last three or four spots in the Western Conference playoff field, you know, you can look at it and legitimately say the top end talent with the Wolves, with Towns, Edwards, and D'Angelo Russell, who seems to be playing hard for Chris Finch, in ways he wasn't for Ryan Saunders. And you look at those three guys, and then you sprinkle in Jaden McDaniels and maybe you get a few other things from some guys down the depth chart. Now all of a sudden you say, well, there's more high-end talent with the Timberwolves than there are with several of these other teams that they're going to be competing with. Now, do they have as much talent as Denver or the Lakers? No, of course not. But those guys are already in. And so that's why I think, you know, it's easier to really kind of open your mind to the possibility that, barring injury, that things will be okay that way with them, and that they will on a nightly basis have more talent and be able to use that talent in a good way with Finch to say, hey, like, this is doable now. And that's why I just think that it's definitely easier to talk ourselves into, and we don't even really have to talk ourselves into it. There's a viable path for them to be competitive in the Western Conference this year in ways that there almost has never been over the last 15 years.
Interesting. I have two big questions I want to ask. I want to ask, will Karl-Anthony Towns play defense, and will he play it well? And should we still even be talking about Ben Simmons? Do want to thank TSR Injury Law, 612 TSR Time, as you know, as a longtime listener to the show, and anybody who drives around the Twin Cities, all you really need to know is 612 TSR Time. If you are injured, you call that number, you will deal with a lawyer. They will either help you or they will steer you in the right direction, and they will not charge you unless they win your case. It is absolutely risk-free, and we know these people. We trust them. It will be a pleasant phone call. It's not, this is a good group of people. They built up their business by taking care of their clients. They will take care of you. Just remember, 612 TSR Time, 612 TSR Time. And if you're interested, you can also go to their website, TSRinjurylaw.com, and you can check out how they do their business, who they've helped, what kind of cases they take. But again, 612 TSR Time is all you really need to remember. And, you know, you might need to call TSR Injury Law if you don't pay close attention, John Krasinski, on exactly how you should use Manscaped, because, you know, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful, Jim. Attention, ballers. Basketball is back. Ben Simmons has 76 problems this season, but you can have none with our friends over at Manscaped. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped to keep their front and back court polished all year long. Trim with their new Lawnmower 4.0, which is included in the Performance Package 4.0, and watch the hair fade away. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ATHLETIC at manscaped.com. I am in love with the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped. Included is the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear hair, and nose hair trimmer, formulations, and two free gifts. This package is the perfect package to help you really handle the rock. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn on the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof too? And one, the Performance Package 4.0 also includes a free pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxer briefs that will bring your boxer game to the next level. The Performance Package 4.0 also comes with amazing liquid formulations to keep the boys fresh on and off the court. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner. It's time to keep your testes clean and ready for battle. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code ATHLETIC at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code ATHLETIC at manscaped.com.
Utility costs are rising every year, and it's unnecessarily costing you money, but it doesn't have to be that way with a new system from All Energy Solar. Even if you have to take out a loan to finance your installation, you'll still save money in the long run. The loan payment will be likely less than what you would pay for electricity every month, and it's a locked-in price that won't change. So start saving and make the switch to All Energy Solar. Book your appointment today at allenergysolar.com. All right, let's start with Towns. Is he going to play defense? Does he want to play defense? How good can he be on defense?
Yeah, so I think he wants to play defense. I think he can be solid defensively. Now, the question is, and what he has to do, is prove that he can sustain it. We have seen Towns play stretches of good defense in his career. He was solid as a rookie when Kevin Garnett was next to him. Once Jimmy Butler was traded and Robert Covington and Dario Saric came in, the Wolves played at a very high level defensively for the first like 12, 15 games until Covington got hurt, and Towns was a big part of that. But what we have seen for the most part in his career is that he has not been attentive enough defensively. He does not move his feet well enough defensively. And he just hasn't given the effort on that side of the floor that is requisite of a max player who is this kind of the last line of defense in the scheme. Now, to his defense, he has generally played with perimeter guards who give up penetration quite easily. And so he's sometimes left chasing things around. But look, when you are the leader of the team, like he says he is, when you are the veteran now going into his seventh year, and when you make the money he does, the blame falls on your shoulders. And so he has to be more engaged on defense if he wants to get this thing turned around. To be able to sustain it for a full year, like that's something that he has never done before. And so you do have to be in the, I'll believe it when I see it camp, but they have made some changes schematically that will be interesting to watch. And we won't get too far into the weeds, but basically the big thing is they have moved from what is called drop coverage on the pick and roll, where Towns kind of drops back into the paint to protect the rim against the roll man in the pick and roll. And now he's playing more at the level of the screen. So he's playing up higher, and it causes a lot more scrambling from the defense. But they do believe that that will activate Towns a little bit more. He does believe in himself as being able to kind of guard on the perimeter a little bit better than he's been allowed to do over the last few years. So he seems to be bought in to what Chris Finch and Elston Turner are going to be asking him to do. And he now has Anthony Edwards, who has been better defensively in the preseason, seems to be locked in there, has Josh Okogie and Jaden McDaniels as top flight defenders as well. And so he has a little bit more help around him too. So I think that the recipe, the ingredients are there for him to be better defensively and for the Wolves to be better defensively. But we got to see it first before we proclaim that anything is kind of close to turning around on that end. They've just been too bad on that end of the floor, and Towns has been too big of a part of that for too long.
Should we stop talking about Ben Simmons?
For now, I just probably, I mean, just because like we have kind of said all that there is to say about it, and I don't anticipate that something is changing in the next week or two. And so, you know, it really does appear now that Simmons has shown up to Philadelphia that they are going to start the season with Simmons there. We will see how quickly it becomes very, very uncomfortable, whether it's the booing from the fans, whether, you know, maybe Simmons doesn't play well early on in the Sixers struggle, or maybe he plays great and everything is fine. But I think that all has to shake out for several weeks before any real movement can be expected. I could see it going well into November or into December before a move is made now. Daryl Morey seems to be dug in. The Sixers seem to be dug in. And so Simmons would really have to go full Jimmy Butler on the situation and just really try to detonate it from inside to kind of expedite the process. And everyone in the league is watching this right now to see if he has that in him to do that. Most people believe he doesn't, that he'll just kind of do what he needs to do for now and hope for the best. We'll have to see how that all works out. But yes, I think that it's healthier for Timberwolves fans to just focus on the team that is in front of them right now, enjoy the start of the season, see how this team comes together. And if the Simmons thing reemerges, and if things work out that way, then great, you know, and then cross that bridge. But for now, it's in a holding pattern, and biting your fingernails over it is probably not going to be healthy for anyone. So just really kind of immerse yourselves in basketball and kind of get away from the drama of things for a little bit. That'll be kind of nice, I think.
Yeah. Hey, give me the starting lineup, what the plan is at power forward, and just how, I guess, what's your assessment right now of Jaden McDaniels, how much he's going to play, how important could he be?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've been trying to pin Chris Finch down on that for the last week, really. And he has pretty much stuck to the same messaging that he believes there's a potential that the starting lineup will be in flux from maybe, you know, not necessarily game to game, but matchup to matchup. And so there will be times probably where Jaden McDaniels is the starting four, and either, you know, maybe it's Josh Okogie, maybe it's Patrick Beverly, maybe it's Malik Beasley, though, you know, we can talk a little bit more about that later, but Beasley seems like more slotted for a sixth man role. There'll be times where McDaniels will be at the four. There'll be times where he'll be at the three and Jared Vanderbilt will be at the four if they need to go bigger. I'm not even totally ruling out the possibility of a Naz Reid starting every once in a while against gargantuan front courts just for a different look. I think Finch is going to be malleable with that spot. With Jaden McDaniels specifically, they need him to take a leap this season. What they are very encouraged about so far is that the defense has been even better in this preseason when he is, you know, kind of, he's guarding James Harden. He's guarding the best players that are on the court and getting after them and really making things difficult for them. He did have some foul trouble early on in the preseason, so he's got to make sure he keeps that under control. But he is so important to what that team does and what that unit does, because if he can kind of be the guy who locks down a Luka Doncic, a James Harden, the kind of the toughest perimeter covers for the Wolves, it's great for the Wolves because they want a player who is also not a complete detriment offensively. Josh Okogie has looked a little bit better offensively this preseason, but still he's a minus there. And so to give them a two-way player, that's how important he is. It's just a matter of, can he really play the four and rebound well enough for them to not just get hammered on the glass? And that's why they may need to put Jared Vanderbilt in that spot a little bit more if they're just hemorrhaging rebounds. But I do think that they want to rely a lot on Jaden McDaniels, and it's just a matter of how they deploy him. And I don't think Timberwolves fans should be surprised if game in and game out, there are different people in that starting lineup depending on who they're going against that night.
So Russell, Edwards, Towns are probably the locks, and the other two slots could be dependent on matchups?
Could be dependent on matchups, I would say, yep. And so, we just kind of have to see how all of that plays out. Chris Finch does have some flexibility with his rotations. If it's a Beverly and Russell backcourt, he likes to use that. If it's a Reed and Towns frontcourt, he likes to use that sometimes. And so, he's going to mix and match, quite a bit here and really toy with things. And that takes, some doing and is a pretty delicate process for a head coach, because players generally like their roles very much defined. And if you're going to kind of be a guy who mixes things up, and kind of is shuffling guys in and out, you really have to be on your P's and Q's from a communication standpoint, from an expectation setting standpoint, to make sure that everyone just kind of knows what's up. And so I think it's, I think Finch is up to that task, but I also think it's going to be really interesting to watch him navigate that and see if he eventually just decides, look, I can't keep having a revolving door at one or two spots. I got to really settle in to a rotation here.
It is going to be interesting, and I hope it's fun. I hope they, can kind of hang around, at least be competitive for a while. You and I talk about it all the time. Downtown Minneapolis is a better place when the Timberwolves are good, and I would love to see the Timberwolves contribute to people getting back downtown. Hey, thank you to Brandon Morton. Thank you to John Krasinski. This is TalkNorth.com, and we'll be talking to you next week about the Wolves' first few games.
We've been telling you about BetUS.com on our football shows, Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider and John Krasinski's Viking Update show that I do with John. And it's been a blast to get advice from Barry Barger, their betting expert, and kick around lines and picks. So just to let you know about it, it's BetUS.com. They have NBA, NHL, NBA, UFC, PGA, NFL betting lines. They have all kinds of prop bets. You can go to their website and have betting advice and analysis. Really in-depth stuff. You can get their app. You can call in and bet. Use the promo code TNorth125. They will give you 125% signing bonus. Or if you use crypto, TNorth200 will give you 200% crypto bonus. So we're not going to go through the NFL picks here on the basketball show, but we do a lot of NFL picks with and through BetUS, and we've really enjoyed using their website and their app. Check it out, BetUS.com. Again, the main promo code, TNorth125.